Begin the current daf, and the school in daf lam, a doubt. Begin the manal, begin the test master, begin the digmara. Man chavrai, who are the chavra, the colleagues that he's disagreeing with, is Rabbi Baba Chana, which tastes bothered and comes to address. Loi return lem Reb Elazar del El. He doesn't want Reb Elazar, who was actually mentioned in the previous Amid, that seems to say the same thing when he said the Loi Kreb Yeshua. So he disagreeing with what he's saying. No, because we'll have a Karli Chavraya. He wouldn't have called him the colleague, because the rabbi have actually was his rabbi. Kedam per kamad the baba kamad, like I said, baba kamad of Yerav and Beis, will be Yashnechem, baba stav, kof chav chesem, and abda amma ula amir balaza. Halacha gav na vodim that you could collect from slaves. Akapanim, ula is not going to say, Rebbe Laza is Chavraya. But that's a tzitzah pakasha, but that's the difficulty. My lo kama ula, so why didn't ula say, okay, that's not what he meant, Chavraya, but why didn't he say, Rabbi say amir, that my teacher said, because Rebbe Laza, he's disagreeing with. And there it seemed, it's not true. Rebbe Elazar kamal el yoiser. He didn't say anything more, but ella hocha bechulin shanas ataras kodesh askinan, which that's true. Vashas with the kamesayim udulik Rebbe Yeshua, but potentially he could have held Rebbe Yeshua holds the same thing, and there's no raya that Rebbe Yeshua only said it by truma. So if he couldn't say that, it's not like Rebbe Elazar. Uktinek says must begin the word v'gmarav ba'ichla the ochel chatzi pras. But the one that eats is only when he eats a half of a half a loaf, which Tais bothers. Says Avigav to Mefarshim Ben Tam. Although Ben Tam explains in Shabbos of Yudal Menal to says the Maschel Zimnan the Biyutches Daba Gazal Adam Ha'Eichel Kebeya Sheir Tamei. Ben Tam says actually one of the 18 things is actually that the one who eats is actually also the Sheir Kebeya, not just a Chatzi Pras. But still, the proof is Mipsul Gevia Shri Mitchilo B'Chatzi Pras. The disqualification of a person originally was half a pras. Then they made it even more severe, but we're going from the original takana that you see that it's more lenient by the one who's eating than the food itself. Like says Mazda begin the words Gemara Tum Meshiur LeGamrin. We don't learn out Tuma from measurements. Which says, okay, but Tuma, but what a wonder is that Imitzin, but we do find by Nevelus Behema, by a dead animal, the Metama that it contaminates. And yet, va'oichel tar, but the one who eats his tar, ama meichel chamim na'oichel. At least that's a raya that you see that the food item is more severe from the eater. Why didn't they bring that as a raya? Next test, matzah, begin the word gemara, sheini sheini lama. That was Rabbi Elazar's question on Rebbe Yeshua, that even though he doesn't make the oichel like the meichel, but a sheini, if someone eats a sheini, becomes a sheini, that was bothering Rabbi Elazar. So why would that be? Which tastes bothered by a question. He says, what do you mean? Davagav deikel megzer, but what do you mean? What's the whole reason of why we make this gezera? Is because the behadi the ochel echel tamei. We're concerned that when you're eating the impure foods, shadi lepiv mashkin, you're going to put into your mouth liquids, and maybe you're going to put in your liquids the meiser. So you're right regarding truma. It's not going to make a difference. Why you have to become a sheni? You could become a shlishi. That's going to be problematic for truma, but for meiser, that makes a difference. So maybe that's why we made a gzeira that it should become a shein, because that's the relevant point. That would be a problem for Meiser too. Kamokim says still he loved the Ashkachan ba'alma. If we didn't find the general, the shein, the abit shein, that a shein can make a shein, less than the migzer, then even though you're right, the rationale would apply, but the application would not apply, because the labalei milid rabban chuchavit lo, you can't make a joke out of rabbinic halachas. Because how's it possible that a sheni can make a sheni when we're generally in transmission it goes down a level? That was his question. If it's not the same thing, then what's this idea of a sheni becoming a sheni? Even though that there is a reasoning to why would we do such a thing, and for the case of Meiser. Next, says Mas to begin the words Gemara Metzin a sheni is a sheni al de mashkin. That we do find a sheni making a sheni through a beverage in between, which becomes a reason, and then it makes the next food item into a sheni. So Taisus says, "We're talking to say, wait a second. Why didn't the Gemara say a different mahalach? Are they safer by touching a safer Torah? The min perikam the Shabbos of Yud Ches Davar. It's one of the 18 things, and that has a tumma of a sheni. Now at the same time, Yudayim a boys machma safer is nami places truma kedam hasim. So that you see that a sheni is coming from a sheni. The Shemit says no. Deliberate lasu yel memaychum." You're right, we could have brought that, but we wanted to bring from food items. The Ovid Michael Acher Sheni, that'll make another food item into a Sheni, because that's Dumi the Michael, the Ovid Adam Sheni. It's exactly the case here that they're disagreeing about. That a person that eats a Sheni, what's his halacha? So that's why we wanted to bring Raya from a food item, because we're discussing a person eating a food item. Over Oid, another approach to this question is the other sefer of Yedaim Shni is this that a sefer which itself is sheni makes the hands that touch it into a sheni, and begam places a truma that it disqualifies truma lamashem tuma. It's not really inherent truma tuma elamashem chumer. It's really because of a stringency where they didn't want the sefer kodesh to get ruined, but it's not really inherent tuma, and there is no raya from there that inherent tuma can make whatever touches it into a sheni l'tuma. Next says master begins the gemara mashkin tchila namahaba. So, Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Yeshua, why he's saying it becomes a sheni? Because you find the sheni makes a sheni. As you're saying, because of mashkin, if that's the case, so what I mean? Why making it into a sheni? You find that liquids itself, that themselves are tchila, kedetnan v'chulu, which you could explain that to mean that Mar's question is that we should make him into a Rishon L'tuma. On that, says Taisis, no, Leba L'Haksha is not coming to Ashika Moyasa Adam Rishon, that also then the person, why make him into Shani, make him into a Rishon, as you find that a Shani can make something into a Rishon, like by liquids, the Lama Yesh L'Elias Rishon. Why, what would be the rationale of making him into a Rishon? Like we said, there's reasons over here. We make him into Shani so that he won't put Truman in his mouth because that could make it disqualified. Why should we have to make him into a Rishon? So that wouldn't be the Gemara's question. Now, what it means to say is like this, the Hada of a Shani. This that you tell me that it makes a sheni can make a sheni and a davka de mashkin sheni tchila, that specifically through mashkin that is a tchila, meaning to say that there's a distinct gezera that mashkin are considered like a rishon, but without mashkin it wouldn't make it a sheni to a sheni. So that's what we're saying. Why is the person who eat it become a sheni? It's a unique halacha that's for liquids. Now, since there's more of a legacy sinan mashagasa besvarm, we're not curious that in some texts they have that only Bishu responded to the question and says, oh, shani mashkim, oh, beverages are different, alulim kabal tumma, because they're vulnerable to be receiving tumma. That's why they make into rishon. But food items are not so vulnerable, so therefore we didn't make that into rishon, because the mekamakum l'tiritz klum, in our sugya, that wouldn't be answering anything, because the question was, there's no raya from an eater regarding liquids. That's what liquids are, tchila. How would that apply to an eater? If anything, it makes the question bigger on Rabbi Yeshua. Next says, Master, begin the word, so that's what Rabbi Yeshua responds. Oh, I didn't say only but truma, where it's taris, tumahi, it's l'ha'akkaidish. So it says, yes, my first, someone explained, Ki mahocha dayik, from here is where the inference is, the chabraya, as a ketim tamid beis, savri, that, and this is what Ula was saying, that the colleagues, they held malikim, they ain't shlisha b'chulin, no, there is no shlisha b'chulin shenasa taras ha-kodesh, only that would made al taras ha-truma. And what's the proof? The high, because this statement of b'bishuaf af anilo emarti, I know Haidik Tan Bibraisa. This is what was taught in the Braisa Basif Mils Ribishua by the end of the words of Ribishua. Bukhun Shanasa Taras Truma. It's when it's done Taras Truma. That's only at the end of what he said there in the Braisa of Batchil in the beginning. Bishur did not explain this Achashol Rabbalaza until Rabbalaza had asked him. Now Bemisa the Khun Shanasa Taras Akkadish. Now if you would think the Khun that's made on Taras Akkadish Yesh Ben Shlishi, that Ahash Shlishi, he should have explained the Le Maribahu that is not Tomat such a case. That they shouldn't make the mistake and say the Arabah called Dabashesh by Shlishi, that's Tomat anything that has a Shlishi. Alavadi obviously Emma Shlishi, there's no Shlishi. Lakakhlo it's the Farish. That's why he didn't have to explain the Arabic Truma Tomat Truma, because there is nothing else. I Vabagav Diga Kodish Asbashesh by Shlishi. What do you mean? The Kachim itself has a Shlishi. On that, no, it's Tomat the Mosa. We can presume that Labadi De Arabic, we weren't talking about actual Kachim. Then there are Lechel Kodish in it, then it's not the Nomti Kachim that became Tomat, actually, but they are the Madelman, the people separated from it. Therefore, it can't be that. So what's the option? If he wasn't explaining, it was obvious that he doesn't have any other case, and that's why he didn't come to explain, because there is no Chulun Shanasa Taras HaKadosh, and that's the Raya of the Chavraya that he disagrees on the case of Kachim.